You're listening to SBS News.
It's often assumed that young people are born digital natives. But in fact, like any other school subject, navigating the online world is a skill that needs to be taught. Former Victorian schoolteacher Emily Colden says her students often didn't understand how to cope with the issues they were facing on their screens outside the classroom.
Being in a classroom, and specifically I was working in an upper primary classroom, students would be spending a lot of time exploring the online space, whether it was in their social media accounts or playing online gaming and communicating that way. And coming to school often feeling a little bit distressed about things that had happened, whether it was because they were being bullied or they were experiencing things that they weren't sure how to deal with. So it was impacting them in their out-of-school time, but also coming into the classroom.
National not-for-profit children's organisation, the Alina and Madeline Foundation, is helping students grow their digital literacy skills with a new world-first educational tool, the eSmart Digital Licence. In partnership with Singapore's Digital Intelligence Institute and Accenture Australia, the online initiative helps students aged 10 to 14 navigate the digital space. Much like getting a pen licence, students can achieve the digital equivalent after taking lessons and passing milestones relating to online safety. Emily Colden is now a school advisor for the eSmart tool.
Just because they may have grown up with having a device and it's easy to have access to all of these things, it doesn't mean that those skills, in order to use them safely and kindly and securely, are innate. And I think we can forget that because technology is so prominent in society. It doesn't mean that we automatically have the skills to know what to do with it responsibly.
The Alina and Madeline Foundation's Amy Williams says the tool will help young people deal with the safety issues they face every day when using technology.
We know that they're facing topics such as image-based abuse, inappropriate content, unwanted contact, and, of course, digital bullying. But the Digital Licence Plus also explores how students can achieve balance through their own self-regulation and how to understand the attributes or red flags of cyber threats.
The licence was co-designed by children and teachers, where students are immersed in a story world and choose their own virtual character. Amy Williams says it allows students to explore the consequences of their actions online as they complete challenges to obtain their digital licence.
The great thing about this is they actually explore the consequences in the safety of the classroom and the supportive classroom with their teacher, with their peers, where important discussions take place. So what we hope is the impact that this will have is in their real life, when that they go outside of their classroom and these things happen, they'll be able to know the informed and safe decisions around these scenarios that they've explored in the classroom.
Bridging the divide in regions with low levels of digital inclusion is also a primary focus. Students who can't access high-quality digital resources or information on how to use them safely are often excluded from basic educational and career opportunities. They're also more at risk of exploitation. Ariana Kazim is the Alina and Madeline Foundation's Director of Policy and Prevention.
So our national rollout is focused initially on schools that are in areas where there is low digital inclusion. So those are communities that might be experiencing the digital divide for various reasons. So the focus is really kind of upskilling those students in low digital inclusion areas first. It is accessible to all schools across Australia, but those schools in low digital areas at the moment are offered for free.
The new federal government has pledged a $6 million investment over 3 years to fund the rollout of the program and to develop a similar resource for younger children. In a statement, the incoming Communications Minister, Michelle Rowland, says she hopes the new tool will equip all Australian children with the best safety resources. She says parents should not become complacent about the potential dangers of the internet. Ariana Kazim adds that the tool is not just targeted at the students themselves.
It's actually designed so it can be done remotely and at home with parents as well. So that's really important for us to incorporate learning experiences, not only with students, teachers, but also engaging parents and being able to do those kind of safe digital practices in the home environment as well. And this is because research suggests that kind of co-viewing and co-playing with children helps to keep them safe online because parents and carers are taking an active role in what children are doing online.
The eSmart Digital Licence is officially launched on June 3rd. Brooke Young, SBS News.